You're listening to 4Culture Radio, so grab a coffee, turn it up, and get whizzed off your tits.
Hi, this is Matt Danger from Soylent Radio, and you're listening to Up All Night with the artist D and Anne-Marie. And how are you?
If you are assigned male and you become female, but you like women, are you a lesbian? Are you a heterosexual who...
Tonight, what's worse, being transgender or being conservative? Oh my god, she's a conservative? Jesus, it's up all night. It really is. Keep listening. Just keep listening. Welcome to Up All Night. I'm the artist D, and good evening, Anne-Marie.
Hi, D.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Saturday night.
Yes.
Again, April 25th.
Another one.
Another one in April on 4Culture Radio.
The best radio there is. And that's my jingle for the day.
Ba-da-ba. Absolutely. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Yes, it's nice and chilly. I'm chilly again.
I'm cold.
Yes. Yeah. I got all dressed up today. Well, I guess all dressed down today, this morning, to go out into the world, you know, tank top, shorts, walk tank outside, and it's freezing.
Tank top business. That doesn't happen around here till June.
Oh, you know, well, I'm always pushing it with the tank tops. But you got to push it. You got to push it all along. So you're good. We're good. We're happy.
I'm fabulous. I'm good. Okay. I've got my water. I'm ready. I'm awake. That's a big deal.
Yes.
That's a plus right there.
We're awake for once on a Saturday night. We're not sleeping in our recliners.
I don't even have a recliner. Man, if I had a recliner, I'd be one of those fancy folks with my cigar.
That's why I don't have a recliner. I'd be in it all the time.
That's something to look into.
That would be bad. No, because we're exercising and cleansing.
Whatever. Come on. But sitting your ass down is nice, you know?
I know. But then it's, you know, you get the laptop, you'd be in the lounge chair.
You're absolutely right.
You'd never leave. I look at these people who have, you know, because we're in the century where we can get into that now, that you can just build this entire entertainment around you.
Yeah.
You know,
you build a cocoon.
Yeah. Because you've got.
And you don't leave.
And now they have the chairs with the built in table and the built in cup holder. And
it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous.
You mount the, mount the television on the swingy arm thing, and it just. You become a vegetable. And it's fantastic. That's the problem. You know, there's only one life to live. Only one.
You might as well waste it.
Exactly. It's finding the way you want to waste it that seems to be the key to me. Because I see all these people, you know, that would be just wonderful to just sit and become one with the furniture.
With the couch. That's possible, I guess, as you expand as a human.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've seen people had to be cut out of beds in England.
That's what happened. Christ almighty.
And I just think about that. I mean, it would be just, if I could just come down to that level or come up to that level. Who knows what level they're on? I mean, they could be better than us. I mean, for God's sake, they get to stay home all the time.
Their ass is a recliner.
Their ass is a recliner. It melds.
Well, and we'll have a commode in it as well, a toilet, like the Romans used to do.
Like the Romans.
See?
They had it going on.
The Romans were smart, man. I'm all about those emperors. They were really messed up people. I love them.
I did too. Absolutely. I love them so much. And it's all about how you want to live your life.
Yeah. And they did.
They did.
Their own terms, their own way.
They did. I think more people need to look into the Roman lifestyle because they don't understand. They really don't understand what was going on back then. And what's the word? Indulged. Shall we say?
Some of those guys had no limits.
No. And it was usually the guys that had no limits.
But we don't know that. Just the men were documented, so we have no idea.
Right, because as we know from history, it's always the crazy ones that are...
Caligula. Great guy.
Fabulous. So, you know, speaking of one life to live, we have got today's big story, or this week's big story.
I know. Have you been watching TV? What's in the news today?
I know. It's as if I was watching TV, had I had one, but it's all over. I can't get away from it. The Bruce Jenner story.
Yes. It's exciting.
He's finally stepping out of the closet.
Can America handle it?
As a transgender. A transgender.
A new adjective has been added to Bruce's life.
Another, you know? Yes. And I love how, you know, some people are like, of course, the kids. He's on that reality show. No, he was an Olympian, for God's sake.
Yes.
Nobody knows who he was. Well, we know who he was. Quite fabulous, actually.
But you're using the pronoun he. Is that allowed? See? I'm afraid. I want to be proper.
Oh my God! Then you're on the wrong show.
I know. At what point are we allowed to switch?
And
you know,
we should say that if you are tuning in to be proper, you probably are on the wrong show. and I found out while I was looking at this because I knew he was coming out and transitioning, but I didn't know at what point he was at. So I thought also that this was it. You know, I thought the long hair and the plastic surgery and, you know, the beard removal, I thought that was pretty much where he was coming to the point of being a female.
Yeah.
And when I watched the ABC Diane Sawyer interview, or at least tidbits of it, whatever they're showing online, apparently this is Bruce pre-transition, really. So Bruce is still Bruce. Bruce is saying he, as far as I'm aware, and I guess he's about to go on the journey of transition. You know, he's on hormones, he's all that.
Yeah.
But he's going to have more surgery. He's going to become the she.
Going for it.
And change the name. Because in that interview, there were tidbits of that, of, you know.
I didn't see the interview, so I'm approaching this.
Exactly. Very
without
carefully.
Without all my stuff.
You're approaching very carefully.
Well, you know.
Which is lovely.
Hey.
Absolutely, because we have a lot of
I'll say something stupid. Don't worry. Oh, rest assured, it will come.
Rest assured, so shall I. And, we both have transgender friends. And thankfully, I don't know about your transgender friends, but my transgender friends are a little bit more relaxed. Because all the other ones have gone away and blocked me by now. Probably.
Well, your people are my people. Otherwise, I have no idea.
Your people...
People who know people are my people. I'm changing the words to relate to. I am so active, hyper today. What's up?
Oh, I love it. I love it. No, it's good. I do too. I had coffee this morning. Did you have?
I am without coffee.
You're still without coffee?
Yeah.
My God.
Frightening shit, let me tell you. I know.
And how long has it been? You're like this is like Alcoholics Anonymous. How long has it been, Anne-Marie?
I have to change my Twitter handle. My God.
Yes. Hello. My name is Anne-Marie. It's been
My name, I don't know how long it's been. It's been, oh my God.
It's been a month?
It's been, no. I don't know. Oh my God. 15 days, maybe? I'm looking at the calendar. Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at that. About 15 days.
I need to get you a coin in another 15 days.
Jesus. That's...
Yes. We've got to celebrate this in a couple of weeks. Like, you know, people in sobriety. But that's another show. That's a completely other show to piss off a whole bunch of other people. This is about pissing off transgender people.
All that work and you just get a coin. That sucks, you know?
Yeah. It's been 30 days, the hardest 30 days of my life. Here's your coin. Oh,
here's your cardboard
thank
coin, you.
You
bastard.
Thank you. I mean, so much. But yeah, so I guess this is Bruce pre-transition, like formally. Yes. And he's staying out of the media and he's going to go through some more surgeries, change his name. Then he'll be back because I guess he had dinner with Diane Sawyer and Femme in a dress. But for these interviews, I guess he's not ready to go.
Okay.
Because he's not a woman as far as, you
he's
know.
He's not external. Ready or America's not ready.
I think it's a little of both. He seems to be very aware that America is probably not ready either. But all these
Americans have a shit fit right now. Right.
And I was going to leave it alone. I was not going to talk about it. But then I went on to Huffington Post, just curiously, because I'm always watching all the news outlets. And, you know, every news outlet that I've seen so far today was all, you know, Bruce Jenner comes out as transgender. Yes. Clipping interviews and all that. And, you know, that's what we're expecting. And then we get to Huffington Post. And their headline, the top headline, was Bruce Jenner comes out as conservative. Leave it to Huffington Post to be like, oh, he's transgender. That's fine. But, oh, my God, he's conservative. He's a Republican. And he's transgender. Oh, my God.
How could that be?
How could it be? And you see,
well, why not? He's loaded.
He's loaded. Exactly. That's what people don't seem to understand, you know?
It's, dude has had endorsements all his life, you know?
Right.
Wheaties cashed in. Come on.
Exactly.
And I don't know. Would I be Republican if I had all that money? I don't know.
I think so.
I'd be aware of all those issues, of course, that I care about. But, I mean, they don't drive me to do anything one way or the other. So, I mean, I care about my money. So, yeah.
Right. It's a business decision in a lot of ways.
It's amazing.
And that's a lot of where it affects you when you are rich and you have a lot of money and a lot is at stake. You often do not, of course, you do not lean towards the liberal or the left where you are possibly taxed to death. Of course, you're going to go to somewhere, a party that agrees with you or gives you more money or gives you more business.
I like money.
I love money. I need more of it.
Damn it. Yeah.
Because I'm both, you know, I'm a blended individual, as I think everyone is.
I think we should all be blended individuals. It makes us more interesting.
We really should.
That's just me.
I just, you know, the blending of attitudes, liberal versus conservative, you know, it's a healthy balance to sit on the fence, if you ask me. And everybody is a little bit of everything, as I think we've probably said that a million times. And can't we all get along? But nobody is one.
No, we can't.
No, we can't. Fuck them, yes. But everybody's a little bit of everything. And I think, it's absolutely very difficult to find a completely conservative or a completely liberal person if they're true to themselves. Because I think some people are liberal or conservative just for the idea of it. You know, they might have a liberal idea in their mind. It's kind of like all of the conservative people who go home and be coffee tables.
Yes.
That's a liberal thing to do, but they will not admit it to themselves because it's not conservative. And I think more people are mixed like that, where they're just in denial that they have any points of view that may mix with someone who is opposite of their main opinion.
Is it denial, or they're just in a different wavelength and they don't really think about it? And I don't know.
Could be. I think, you know, the reason that people are so confused about it is because they haven't talked about it. It's not something that we're taught.
You know, you just get into your rut. This is what I am. This is what I do. And you don't really...
No, because I think about the Catholics and religious folks, you know, they kind of lived their life. I'm talking about the dirty Catholics.
The dirty Catholics
who go out and, you know, they go to church and they're all prim and proper and they talk about it. And then they go home and they're smutty. And it's kind of like there's just this knowledge amongst them that, you know, this is what we do in public and this is what we do when the doors are closed. And that's okay somehow, somewhere along the lines. And now that, you know, but that's a big secret that nobody talks about. I mean, they weren't telling their kids, hey, you can come home and be slutty. They were telling their kids, you've got to be a good Catholic.
Yes.
So their kids don't know the secret. So their kids grow up completely screwed up because they don't realize that there's this big secret until much later and that they can go and they can be in public the way that mommy and daddy wants them to be. But when they come home, they can close the doors and be crazy funky. But nobody talks about that. So we are all growing up with generation after generation of people that don't know the secret. So they're getting all screwed up and they're hating themselves for it, or they're hating that party for it, when really that party was quite the party. Literally.
That's right. Good insight. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and as with manly and feminine, I mean, masculine, feminine, we're all a little bit of it. I saw it today in Starbucks.
I've actually never really paid attention to it with myself. I've never... Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, some people are very... Well, I don't know. You see...
I don't walk around going, yeah. I'm a woman. I don't. And I don't think about... You know, at risk of sounding completely ignorant, I don't know. Like when someone says I have a female mindset, I don't know what that is.
Right. Well, like
what does that mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I mean, you just grew up fluid. That person, you are that person. You are Anne Marie. There was no question. No one was questioning you. And I think, like we said on our other transgender show, I think there was another one somewhere back there. In all of the shows that we've done, that you weren't questioned about it. They didn't come to you, you know, and question you for it. So you didn't think about it. You didn't have to think about it. So it never came to be like, well, what's a woman? And yet on the same terms, there are women out there who weren't womanly enough, even if they are genetically female, they think they're female, they know they're female. And then there are those tomboys and their people told them you're not ladylike enough, or you're not a woman enough. You're not acting girly.
Right.
I bet those people have questioned themselves.
I lean on that side. Yeah. I never was a girly girl.
Right. But, and
I don't know.
Yet your upbringing didn't really, you know, they didn't stomp their foot in your face and say, you can't be that. You've got to be girlier.
The artist thing was a great cover because they're just, well, she's just weird. So that just covered everything for me.
That certainly helps. Art, being an artist helps massively on every scale.
That was the box they put me in. That no questions needed. She's an artist. Oh, okay.
Exactly. That's all we have to say. No matter what you are, what weird thing you may be, or what alternative thing you may be, just say, I'm an artist. Oh, fine.
That explains why you have staples down your face. I get it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Head to toe tattoos. He's an artist. Oh, all right. Well, he's fine. Then he's an artist. And that's what parents love to say. Well, he's an artist. Or she's an artist. They just, and the whole family. Oh, right.
Because, you know, it's all about what other people think. So by saying that, you're just, you know, it's okay. They're really fucked up people, but they're an artist. So please excuse everything that will happen in the next hour because they're just.
The hosts of this show are artists. Please excuse their opinions for the next hour.
Yeah, because we don't know anything.
We don't know what we're talking about. No. And that's why I see the you know, treading the line on both the genders on, like, in the clothing style. And I think I've mentioned that before, too. And I certainly wrote about it, you know, that these guys who no longer dress masculine, but yet what's dressing masculine? I just see them in the bejeweled jeans, like I saw today at the
coffee shop. You saw those again? Come on, they're still out.
They're still out. And then he was wearing this. He was completely out of shape. I mean, tits and a beer belly. Yeah,
but you know what that's about? That's a whole different mentality of like, well, I could fit into it, so I could
so
wear.
It's fine.
And I fits, I sit.
I'm sure
you know?
He thought, yeah, I'm sure he thought he was awesome and total rockabilly. But I'm like, no, just no, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. But then I don't care what you do. So do what you got to do. But I've got to say, I mean, because I'm just looking at the society as it is. And it's like, well, they're still hung up on all this stuff, but yet they can dress like that. I mean, come on, quit it, knock it off.
Quit it. Quit it.
Because I could see a lot. You know, that's what my differing opinion is. And you know, when people like us get into these deep discussions, it's like we can easily agree with both sides of the argument, like conservative folks and some of their opinions, but. Conservatives are painted in such a satanic light. You know, they're like staunch pilgrims with bullwhips and bonnets. And, you know, if they weren't looking like that, if people didn't paint them like that, then maybe me agreeing with some of what they say wouldn't be so terrible. Yet it is.
Most of my friends are Republicans. It's kind of scary. I float in the middle.
I have a really good mix now. Not on Facebook, but... On Facebook, I've got, you know, the liberals, because that's where I come from.
Yeah, social media is where my liberal pals are. Right. But, you know, in my day-to-day life, I'm surrounded by...
Exactly.
The others.
The others.
It's interesting.
Right. And you can kind of, I mean, and they're your friends. And if, that's the thing, you know, if someone's your friend, you're going to listen to them. And you're not going to completely, utterly, 100% all the time disagree with them.
You just give them the benefit of the doubt. You want to hear where they're coming from, or you understand where they're coming from, usually.
Right.
So you're able for that brief moment to see their side, you know?
Which is very interesting that more people don't at least admit that, you know, like, okay, I think he's completely wrong, but I see why he, in his life and his situation, thinks so.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
There's nothing wrong with that. But yet people are like, so you've got to change your mind.
Nope, you believe that, you are an asshole. That's how they are.
It's that whole, you know, when you're...
And in turn, we are the assholes for being that way.
Exactly. Everybody turns into an asshole then. It's like that saying, when you're a teenager, you're a Democrat, and then you grow up and you're a Republican. And, I mean, it's a very simple statement, and it's not always true. But I can see why that is, because, of course, you're a kid. You want to change the world. You're very liberal. You want freedom. You want to do what you want to do. And then as you grow up, you just become addicted to this structure. And you make more money. And then you see all these rules.
Because you have to survive.
And you've got to survive. And it's just...
And sometimes it's easy just to, you know, be part of that machine.
It's very
it depends
easy.
On what you do, I think. It's not, you know, being in the creative field, it's harder, I right. think, but...
And that's really true. I mean, they kind of do it to themselves because they're falling in love with that machine. I mean, society and even, you know, even an interesting culture kind of turns that person into the addict to the republicanisms and the conservativisms because they grew up and they have to start doing something. So they do it all the time. They go to work every day. So, of course, they fall in step.
Right.
And of course, the creative... side of our world, we are not falling in step. So at least we can, even if we do, we can still stay outside of that and think a little differently.
And continue to not be able to afford lunch. That's
exactly.
how it works.
Yes. Yes, we're still eating ramen at 30 and 40 and 50. So hey, we're all right. We're hanging on to our 18-year-old liberal roots. Reminding ourselves.
We have people hanging up on us right now. They're just like, no, I don't want to listen to this crap.
Like they're,
but it's funny, you it's, know? It's,
yeah. It sounds like they're supporting both sides. I can't listen to this.
But why not? I mean, you support what you can relate to. You know, I mean, it's... I'm not going to hate people for what they believe and what right. they want to...
I mean, I've
got... Vote with. And I can't
you,
be bothered.
And as you grow up, you get all these... friends with kids and
kids. Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah.
And husbands and wives. And it's like, well, what do you expect? Of course they've got kids now. They've got to take care of the kids and why not? Why not believe these things?
You have to do what suits you.
Yes. But yet instantly, is the minute you go over that line and say, oh, I see why conservative family A is.
That's when you have to hand over, you got to hand over your liberal card.
Hand it over. It just instantly makes me a fucking priest. I hate it. Because everybody has a point once in a while. You know, and not, no one is wrong all the time.
That's a big statement.
I don't think any one person, none, nobody. Because you can't be wrong all the time. You just can't. And that really hurts people. Really gets under the skin. It's like those, like those damn Hitler memes. And I'm seeing them already. Have you started seeing them for the Hillary versus Hitler comparison of quotes?
I haven't seen that.
I just saw one the other day. I thought, oh, here we go again. And this is how you know that, how I know I'm getting old is when I've seen, I've been through enough Republican and Democratic races to remember every candidate appearing next to a Hitler picture with a quote that resembles something the candidate has just said for too many races. That's how you know.
Excellent.
Every time. And next, when they finally pick the Republican candidate, you'll see that Republican candidate with the mustache drawn on him with another quote that he said that is comparing to Hitler. And that's the thing. It's like Hitler was not always wrong. He just was mostly terribly wrong and a horrible individual.
Hitler was mentally ill.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's the thing. You can be mentally ill, really bad.
And millions had to pay the price for it. But hey.
And you can kill all these people, but you know, you read his stuff and you'll pick out one thing that, I mean, he wasn't wrong about something. Even
his
though
his logo was cool before he did, you know, now became such a terrible symbol, but
exactly. That's the thing. That kind of says it too, doesn't it? Like you can even put it to the logo that not everything that looks evil today was evil before, because the Hitler logo.
That's right. That was not. Where did that come from? I forgot.
It was some island thing. Some island people. But yeah, like way before that, the swastika was a good thing. It was on somebody else's flag. It was fine. It was good. And then someone took it, made it bad. Everyone thinks it's really bad. But just because it's bad now doesn't mean that somewhere along its history, it didn't do something that was actually okay.
That's right. Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. But I don't know. ABC was trying to educate people, and they did do a good job.
You found that they did educate. So
I think so. It wasn't because everyone. I knew the build up to the Bruce Jenner interview was like it's going to be a train wreck because I've never seen his or her reality show.
But what were people expecting?
I think they thought that Bruce was such a train wreck, and I'm not sure why, because I'd never heard the man. As the man speak before, or you know, I've only seen the Olympic clips and all that. I didn't see the Keeping Kardashians show, and I guess he was on that for a couple seasons, however many seasons it has. I can't believe it has seasons, but
that's ridiculous. That's another show.
But I've never seen him before, but I can only imagine from what I see. I mean, they just post these pictures of him like, oh, look at Bruce's forever changing face and he must be a mess. And it's like the assumptions of what he must be and how he must act.
But who was making those assumptions? Was it the trans community looking to do that too?
I think it was, well,
to push him down. Was it the other folks? Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
I think the society like normal persons thought he was a train wreck anyway. So they were expecting a train wreck. I think the transgender community was expecting a train wreck because of all of the train wrecks that have come before, you know, straight society. And when I say straight, I mean just vanilla, normal, whatever's normal. I don't mean straight as in sexuality, just straight. And that's more disclaiming and craziness there. But they just, you know, see how the normal media spun, what's her name? Vernell Cox. No, that the Orange is the New Black transgender actress. Absolutely. Laverne Cox, not Vernell.
Same thing.
You know, they attacked her so badly and handled it so poorly although I don't really.
Why?
See.
Why are people why do we have to have a spokesman to represent?
Oh, spokespeople.
Why? Why do we need that?
I don't know. And we were saying before the show, we're watching our dear friend Daria. Your friend is my friend too.
Daria educates me left and right.
Daria educates, totally. And educates me too. I'm sitting down with, that's why I love to have dinner with Daria. Dinner with Daria. We need to record that.
That's a good show.
That's a very good show. We could do it once a year, film for like 3 hours in a diner.
Or and pretend it happens every night.
Exactly. Exactly. We could post the whole 3 hour, you know, put it in snippets throughout the entire year. Because Dinner with Daria is very educating because Daria has come a long way. Daria is actually very much Bruce Jenner-esque with the situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are people who really need to transition. They are transgender in the truest sense of the word, that they can't live as their birth assignment, and they must go through the process. And being that they've been through the history that we've had up to, you know, because Bruce is like 60.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old Daria is. I think Daria is like young and fabulous because she's just fabulous. But, you know, we've all been around a long time, and Bruce certainly has been around a long time and been through the history of, you know, hiding in the closet, having to hide in the closet, and being through that repressive time where you knew you couldn't possibly come out. And them having that kind of perspective and then now being able to go out in public dressed as they want to dress and start to transition in the way that they want to transition is very epic to discuss with them, because they have a lot of history and a lot to explain. Mm-hmm. So their perspective is awesome. So yes, Daria educates us all the time on Facebook and Twitter and through dinners.
That's a new hashtag, Daria Educates. That's our new tag.
Daria at dinner. I'm going to pitch the show next time I'm in La La Land.
She'll grab it. She'll know that.
She'll love it. She'll love it. Yeah. All we need is a restaurant and some camera people. We'll do this. But absolutely, it's those. And that's where I learned about that other person, the spokespeople, because I have no idea about spokespeople. I don't follow anybody.
I just know in general, we had this need to put somebody on a pedestal.
Right.
And that's high enough so we could just knock them down when we're ready. Why do we do that?
And everybody who comes out, you know, to do something, first it's like Laverne Cox. Oh, she's the perfect transgendered spokesperson. Well, why do we need that? Then this Zoe Turr person, I guess she's on Inside Edition or something, transgender air pilot. And everyone's, you know, saying she's the wrong spokesperson. And is Bruce Jenner the right spokesperson? And when Jared Leto did the movie about the transgender person, they said, is he a transgender spokesperson in a way? Why do we always need some spokespeople?
I don't get it. I mean, I guess we need these figures to make the concept more relatable for most folks out there. But I don't know. I don't see the need to put someone up there to knock them down. They're going to be knocked down.
Right.
That stands out to me most. They're going to be knocked down. Why do we do that to people?
Because what I'm seeing is people are saying, you know, who's their, they need a teacher, which is a much better term for it. You know, who's going to teach the society that doesn't understand it?
Oh, God, that's a lot of stress. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No pressure now.
Exactly.
These are people going through their own processes, but damn it, you're going to teach the masses.
Right.
The world is in your hands.
And that's what they have problems with the spokespeople, because that's what they're assigning them as teachers, and therefore they're getting it wrong, because
people
of course everyone has their own definition.
People need to stop. People, I love just, definitions.
Yes, people just need to stop. And we love definitions. And ABC did try to, I was watching the tidbits, and one of them, it was like a 5-minute happy mess of words.
Hell, it taught me. I didn't think about this stuff.
About the
proper, I was educated.
Proper terminology. And they put that fun little piece together describing sexuality and gender. And of course, I know we wanted to go through the definitions because we love definitions.
Should I open up Urban Dictionary as well to see if it matches?
That could be troublesome.
I bet it is going to be troublesome.
Absolutely.
But I have to look because, yes. you know.
Especially when we get to some of the others, you know, because the first they started out with like the calm terms, gender identity, which is, of course, a person's internal deeply held. This is the actual ABC spoken definition. A person's internal deeply held sense of being either male or female. And of course, me being kind of ahead of the curve, I have to think, well, what about both? You know, that's what they're not saying. I just love watching all this happen. That's why I always feel like an alien in a spaceship, because I'm watching change. Yeah. And I'm from far enough away because, you know, I watched the gay thing happen. I've watched the transgender thing come above ground, and now I'm watching, like, I'm waiting for the queer thing, the mixed genders, the people like me who are more happily both than one or the other. And I just watch year after year people just losing their shit. Because it's amazing how no matter how much change the world, shall we say, suffers, that they still don't get it, that we're always going to be changing. You know, you'd think that working through the 1900s, through all the things that they thought were scandalous and have come to accept, that by now, and this is always what I'm thinking when something new comes out and someone else loses their shit, is by now you would think that they'd be like, oh, okay, another different thing. Well, that's no surprise. And then they'd go on with their lives. Instead of, holy shit, this can't happen. Make a law. Make a law now.
Stop it now.
The next thing you know, people will be transitioning into dogs. And cats.
Then you got to go into what species. Come on, it's too much.
Exactly. Exactly. The other definition was gender dysphoria. Distress caused by conflict between a person's gender identity and the sex that they were assigned at birth. Which kind of, I mean, that works, but I don't know about that assignment thing. Like, you're assigned, I mean, I think we might have gone down that road just a little bit, was when you're assigned a gender. Well, if you're born looking like one form of human, then you get assigned to the gender. And until you're old enough to speak, that's pretty much what you're stuck with. I mean, that shouldn't be traumatic. And we shouldn't make it traumatic, but people make it traumatic, and therefore it is traumatic, in my opinion.
I just think we like drama and bullshit.
I think it's that
simple. We love bullshit.
Humans love to spend their entire lives trying to define and defend themselves. And it's like, if they can't do that, they don't know what else to do. I mean, even the normal people, per se, they're always on that trek to find themselves, find the person they love, find their family, love their job. They're on that pursuit as well. And yet, if we all just, you know, took it down a notch, calmed it a bit, this wouldn't be so distressing.
It's just about being human.
Exactly.
We're all searching for something.
Right. Gender. But
that's why we have reality TV, because those shows just do it.
And that pretty much does it. Yes. That says it all. Sexual orientation, and of course this is a big deal with people, a person's physical and romantic attraction, straight, gay, or bisexual. I just think we should obliterate sexual orientation completely. We should just love and lust whoever we choose.
I agree.
That's fair.
I don't see what the hell the big deal is.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the first hurdle that people like me go through is like, well, what does it matter? Why do I have to pick one? And why do I have to waste so much time picking one? And then when I do pick one gender or the other, or whatever I am, one sexuality or another, then why do I have to spend the next God knows how many decades coming out of the closet to everybody and being accepted? It's very, very time wasting.
It's acceptance with the other community and within your own community. It's a lot of acceptance that has to be done. It's a lot of work, Dee.
It's a lot of work, Anne-Marie. A lot of work. Cisgender. And this is one I'd like for Urban Dictionary. Cisgender, someone
who... I got it.
Oh, fabulous. Someone whose gender identity matches the sex they were assigned at birth, is what ABC said.
Well, Urban Dictionary, which is, of course, the dictionary of the world,
yes,
refers to it as a derogatory term used by members of the trans community to refer to all the disgusting people in this world who don't eat their genitalia.
I almost agreed with that until you got to the end. I hate that term. And it's only been a term that most of us have been aware of, even in the transgender community.
I was not aware of this term.
Most people are not. Yeah, cisgender. And it's spelled cisgender. Cisgender. And I think their definition on ABC is lacking. I think Urban Dictionary has a little bit of correct things going on there up to the end. But, you know, cisgender to the trans world and to the world that I understood was that you are, and they say you're cis, that C-I-S. Like I would say that about you. You are a friend of the transgender people, Anne-Marie, who happen to agree with the gender you were born with, but you're our ally. You're a cis ally. And, you know, cis in the world, I know it is used more like how you'd use the term fag hag. You know, you're mm-hmm. a normal gendered person or a normal sexuality person, and you happen to be a friend of fill in the blank, the trans folk.
But that's just like sexuality. Friend of. Why don't right. It's as if it's suggested that there would be enemies otherwise.
Right. Exactly.
If I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. why do we have that?
And that's what at these groups at the conventions and functions.
It's got to be friend and enemy, yeah. You know?
Yeah. And if you're at these tables. And my friend Bobby Thompson, who is cis, with her wife Alana, who is transgender, you know, Bobby goes to all these events, and that's kind of what she experiences a lot. Is she's at these tables, and all these transgender people are talking, and then Bobby's there, and they're like, well, you know, like keep in mind, Bobby is cis. You know, she's not one of us. She's not transgender. That's how I see that. It's kind of like, why bother? But it's like they have to. And that bothers me, because why do you have to specify when being transgender, male to female specifically, you are saying you're a woman, you're feeling like a woman, you're transitioning to be a woman as far as genetically, physically.
But you're still setting yourself apart.
And you're still setting yourself apart, yeah.
What? Well, she's a woman, but I'm not like her.
She's not a woman like I'm a woman, or I'm a woman like she's not a woman. I just don't get
so
that.
So it's just, we're why just constantly putting one another in boxes.
Yeah. And that's what, I've heard it even said, you know, well, she's genetically a woman. Well, aren't you saying that you too are a genetically a woman? And that's why you're transitioning to make it correct?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people just hung up the phone right now, I'm sure.
I think it's okay to question, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. Come on.
I think so, too.
I'm just trying to understand why.
Right, right. And that's the thing. I think she talks about it in some of her interviews, Bobby does, in the articles and stuff, about that and saying, I don't remember. Oh, Gigi. That's what we used to say.
Gigi.
You're a Gigi. You're a genetic girl.
Oh, hey.
And she said that at one of the recent conferences to a bunch of people and got like negativity for it. And someone went and said, we do not use that term anymore. And really, that's a term from my experience, too. If it was cis replaced Gigi. And I was much more familiar with Gigi. And that's the thing. You're with your friends and you're like, oh, you're with your trans friends and your other genetic girlfriend. And you're like, no, she's Gigi. She's not trans. It's like, what? Why? Why bother? You're all going towards the same gender. You all are women. You're all saying you're women. So be women. There's nothing wrong with that. I guess it's just they have to paint the struggle.
Everything is so messy.
Yeah. They've got to, they kind of have to, you know, it's like, well, she's a genetic girl. She didn't have that same struggle. She didn't wait for 50 years to.
So is that seen as lesser, you know, though? Because, like, I didn't have a struggle. So am I seen as somewhat something lesser?
A very good
question. Like, do you have to have a struggle to.
To be, yeah. I guess so.
Is some struggle required to get that a level of respect among your peers? I mean, I'm asking this.
It's very possible.
You know, seriously, I have no idea.
And I don't know the answer either. And that's a good question. And that is the question with that word specifically, is because I think that is the reason for the difference. And using words like that, you want to make sure that people know, well, I'm transgender and I might have a vagina now, but before I didn't. And I had to go, you know, 60 years as a man and suffer. And you've got to tell that story where.
So that's why Bruce Jenner will be the next spokesperson, because of that struggle, Because exactly. They're going to respect that 60-year journey of hell, and I don't know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of, like, transgender people who are so-called, another definition that they didn't cover, stealth, means that you're trans.
Stealth.
Yeah, stealth is you're transgender, but you don't tell anyone you're transgender, as in you've transitioned, you are now a woman, biologically everything's in place. And you continue to live your life stealth, which I think is hilarious because really that shouldn't even – stealth, I don't know. It just blows my mind. Like you're secretly pretending then to be a woman, but you are a woman.
It goes against everything. I don't know. What, you're not secretly pretending because that's what you were planning to be. Then you've achieved that. So you're living your life and that's it.
Right. Yeah. And then the transgender people that are out, they kind of point fingers at the stealth groups because – they're like, well, you're not proud of where you come from.
They're not making enough waves.
Exactly.
So we should all be making, that's what it comes down to. You should be making waves, and your struggle has to be visible and painful.
Exactly. Transgender or trans describes someone whose gender identity differs from the sex marked on their birth certificate.
Okay.
I think transgender could be, I look at it as more of a surrealist brush of things, you know. It's an umbrella. Transgender is an umbrella to me. It just means you're not specifically 100% a specific gender. And I think that's fair. Transsexual, a somewhat outdated term used by some transgender people to describe themselves. I like transsexual. I'm enjoying that term.
Transsexual, outdated term.
But yet, so many people pointing out that gender is not sexuality.
I'm learning.
I can understand how that term doesn't help them because it includes sexual in it. So, of course, the transgender folks who need to let you know that that's not their sexual orientation, I can understand how that word doesn't go well with them.
Urban Dictionary, I gotta look it up now. I'm so like, I'm learning. You're giving me an education here.
We're always educating on Up All Night with the artist Dee and Anne Marie on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, transsexual is pretty straightforward, a male or female that feels they were born in the wrong gender. That's all they say.
That's very nice of Urban Dictionary. Here's the fun one, cross-dressing. When someone, at ABC says, when someone wears clothing traditionally worn by the other gender...
Okay.
So G-rated ABC. I mean, cross-dressing to me...
Urban Dictionary is the same.
Oh, interesting.
It says it's usually done as a hobby.
Yes.
In order to live out fantasies for drag shows and parties or sexual excitement. And just to make this clear, this is Urban Dictionary, transsexuals do not cross-dress, and cross-dressers aren't necessarily LGBT.
Correct. Yes, and that's why my definition of cross-dressing goes a little deeper, because... it's a fetish. Like they said, it's a hobby. It's a fantasy. And that's not transgenderism. It's just a person dressing in the opposite clothing. Why do they do so? Fetish. Fantasy.
Interesting.
And of course, the word I have the most distress over, drag. When someone dresses in the clothing of the other gender for performance.
What's your term on drag? There we go. You know, RuPaul and I know. Drag.
Well, yeah. And I liked how ABC had put performance in italics. Like, that really rubs me. Because I could agree and disagree with it. Because aren't we all in drag? And like you mentioned, RuPaul says you're born naked and the rest is drag. Anybody is in drag. Any guy in a suit, he's in drag in a suit. Any lady out for the evening.
You're dressing up. Portray yourself as whatever
and
you want to be that day.
Is not life a performance? That's
just very deep, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that what really took me for a loop growing up is the difference between being trans and drag. That fucked me up, honestly, because my life has always been a stage. I'm always performing. I'm always on. Yet I am always myself. You know, people would say, well, then you're fake. But no, if you can be a person and always be performing on the stage of life. And so, of course, I take everything as drag. I'm a drag queen because I'm doing drag as a man or a woman, performing as myself.
Mm-hmm.
If life isn't one big floor show, and I don't know what it is, and I don't think I want to know what else it could be.
It also seems, this is me coming from left of center, like just on the on RuPaul's show, for example, drag. It seems like the term is used to reflect an extreme.
Exactly.
You're not dressing up, you know, just in a normal, you know, dress off the racket.
Right.
Can't think of a department store right now, but it's more of an extreme.
It is
attire situation.
I really give RuPaul's Drag Race many applause because he's really taken different angles of drag, different coasts of drag. Because on the West Coast, drag is very feminine. They look like women a lot of the time. East Coast, they look more like, you know, they're the you know, out of the box, crazy looking man in a dress, in makeup, almost clown like, you know, in a feminine way.
Interesting.
And they did mix that season to season to show that, you know, not all drag is just a gay boy dressing up as a woman, looking exactly like a woman. You can also go out in all these little tangents and you can be crazy. And I just think that's life. I think we can do that. And I've always said we should do that in our daily life. Just be crazy. Whatever you want.
I support that.
And then the scary term, transvestite.
Oh, yes.
An outdated term that refers to people who cross-dress. I really don't think so. And they follow this with saying that transvestite is now considered a demeaning term, which is why I like calling myself a transvestite. It's more fitting. Because it's like, let's say I tote that line of transgender queer. And I live in the shadows, more freak unique than your Pollyanna transgender girl.
Not as mainstream as the other.
Right.
Particular.
Yeah, transvestite, still it's underground. It's
interesting.
And of course, they ended out with a nice vanilla definition of SRS, sexual reassignment surgery, which is what it is. You have SRS.
This is interesting.
Yes. Yeah, labels. We're very anti-label on the show, I think.
I just, you know, why do we have to have them? But
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the fluidity of it, and we just shouldn't spend our time wringing our hands over this stuff.
And everyone is guilty of it.
They are. I mean, if Bruce hates male hormones that he's had, have, and feels like a woman, and, you know, wants to take the estrogen and having surgery and looking as he believes he ought to, removes the edge. That was one of the greatest things that he said in that interview was, you know, the estrogen and dressing the way I want to, it really took off the edge. And I thought, well, that's exactly what I hear most from transgender people. It really takes that, removes the anxiety, takes the edge off. And if that's all it takes, then why not? No, don't take, you know, 60 years doing it. Just do it. If it's that easy, but yet it's not easy because we, society, make it difficult.
People just don't understand.
They don't.
I was out last night at a, you know, a mom PTA function thing, and you know, everyone got the show was on, everyone got the alert on their phones, and there was no discuss over it, but like, what impressed me was that, well, he's 60. Why change now? As if, like, well, at 60, you've lived already. Just why can't you just kind of stay? I'm sorry you feel that way, but why?
Right.
I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. And that is pretty much how people feel. It's like, why now? But I don't think people really think about the history of it. Like, well, why not? The question is, why not earlier? And that's an easily answered question. Because he couldn't. Because he wasn't allowed. Because society right. would have disowned him. He never would have been anything that he was. Had he done, I mean, I don't know when he was in the Olympics, but that was quite some time ago. And if he came out as the first transgender Olympian, I don't think they would have had him anywhere near there.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad the conversation is happening. I'm glad that people are, you know, seeing the show. And
as long as everybody's respectful in the conversation. Yeah. I think it's okay to talk and not agree. And we've got to educate one another. People ask questions because they don't know.
They don't. And as long as they're treating it respectfully and it's all just going, it's okay. But I don't know, I get all Quentin Crisp on everybody. I love the underground. I love private clubs.
Coffee tables.
Exactly. We can't just, you know, be. And that's what the clubs were all about, is you were underground. You go to a club where you've been known.
It's a safe place to be.
Safe. Nobody. There's no Diane Sawyers saying, why? Why do you do this? What is the matter with you? I go to a club. You know, it's what BDSM still is. That's the one thing that seems to be the holdout, you know, that nobody, even though the Diane Sawyers know about it, they're not going to go there. Or it's just it's a unique Barbara Walters experience, basically. That would be a Barbara Walters thing instead of a Diane Sawyer thing. Barbara would go to the BDSM club and she'd be like, look at these people. But you know, when I walk into the BDSM club, you know, there's naked people. You get the invite. I love this. I just got an invite the other day. It said, you know, come attire at the bottom. It said, you know, what should you wear? And it said, you know, wear whatever you want. Whatever you can, street legal clothes. Until you're inside.
Street legal.
Yeah, until you're inside. And then you can take it all off. You can go completely naked. You can go and change into the you know, full head of latex and head-to-toe latex. And when I go there, you know, you walk into this club and there are naked people and random people tied up on crosses to relieve their tension. You know, coffee tables.
See, I could imagine, like, I walk in and I have to walk around and pretend like, yeah, I've seen this before.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Now that would be great to film.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. I'm sorry.
You'd be like,
not to belittle what people like, but it's not my environment. Well, so I'd just be like, oh my God.
Well, yeah, you'd be the Diane Sawyer in there. You'd be like, oh, wow.
Doesn't that hurt? What are you doing?
What are you doing? You know, I just walk in and it's nothing. It's just there. I mean, the dudes are naked and whatever, and the girls are naked and the guys on a cross, whatever. And there's wax and someone's in pain and they're happy. And it's whatever.
Oh, hey.
I'll go to the bar. I'll get a club soda and I'll talk to some lovely person wearing nipple soda. Clamps. You
That's
know?
The best part of this story. I'm going to get a club soda.
You'd be like, I need a drink. By the time you finally got there.
Set my intestines on fire. Just come on, just bring it.
Like, I need a whiskey with this. I've got to act like this is normal, man.
It's awesome.
I don't know what the hell's going on here. But it's just, that's what I love that. And that's what legalizing all this stuff and coming above ground. Wonderful. People need rights. People need this shit. But at the same point, I'm like, oh, can't I just have my private club?
But does bringing it all above ground, is it going to ruin the essence of what it is? You know, like people, exactly. You're going underground to enjoy this.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's mm-hmm. magical, you know, moments and whatnot. Yeah. But you're going to bring it up. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
What happens when you bring it?
It loses the shimmer. It loses that uniqueness.
And it becomes, I want to say commercial, but it's not the right word.
It's same feel.
It becomes.
Same poetic thing.
I have no words.
Yeah, it just loses its special mystery. And, you know, I don't want anybody to be discriminated. I don't want any of that to happen. I hate that that had to happen to make people have their private clubs. But at the same time, like I said, I'm very Quentin Crisp like that, and his books are full of this stuff of why would I want to be in the mainstream? Why would I want to tell everyone that I'm gay and be accepted right. when I can go to this club and it's like, nice.
Like you have That's your great. Place. What's wrong with, exactly. why do you have to go elsewhere?
Right. I mean, it's why we're doing what we're doing. I mean, this radio show is its own club. I mean, people will not listen to us if they don't want to listen to us.
They should.
They work. Should.
Yes.
They should let go, and more people listen in the dark than we know, but it's deep and we can talk about non-deep things, and we can talk about nothing while everyone eavesdrops on us while we're eating Cadbury eggs, and you know, nobody punishes for us, nobody asks us why we're doing it, we just do it, and that's okay.
Amen.
Amen. And we're at the end already.
Oh my gosh, it should be a two-hour
it
show.
It should be a two-hour show. One day, we'll have commercial breaks and
one day,
two-hour
oh,
shows.
We'll be able to go book pee breaks. That's what those would be.
That's what that is. That's what you got to do. If you do a two-hour show, you've got to have a pee break.
Unless you want to add a new dimension to the show.
And then we're back to the BDSM club.
That's right.
So, you know, support the underground while you're underground. Enjoy the underground. We don't have to be above ground. You can, and we need support on 4Culture Radio because you can purchase our collab albums at 4culture.com. Just go there, click the little graphic that says support indie.
20 artists who are living in their own undergrounds.
Amazing. And those, some of those will be back in our upcoming issues of 4Culture.
Yes.
I interviewed one of them and I'm thrilled.
It's exciting.
Oh my God. It was such a good time. And
it's a big issue. I'm excited. Big issue.
Yeah, this is big. This is big.
This is big on a personal level for us.
Big on a personal level. We've got amazing big people, several big people. I mean, the two that I talked to, I love dearly. And then we've got Marguerite, who just went out of her way for us. And we love Marguerite.
She's kind of awesome.
We should say that. Yes. Put that out there in the world. We love Marguerite. We love everybody, but we love Marguerite.
She busted her butt this issue.
She really
you know,
busted
people who
it.
Bust their butts need some applause.
Absolutely, some applause. So yes,
she interviewed three acts in this particular magazine. So I'm excited
and held it together for some amazing acts.
Yeah,
when I may have lost my shit,
she did not lose her shit.
She
see?
Didn't. It was fabulous.
I would have lost my shit.
Yes, as would have I. And as always, you can hear all of our shows archived on Juiced Talk and now on YouTube. We're on YouTube.
Oh, hey. Hey, we have Pinterest. Did you know that? I forgot.
Do we?
We're Cultures on Pinterest
Holy
now.
Holy crap. We're on Pinterest. You can pin us.
Go pin us.
Go
pin
Pinterest.
And heart us and whatever the heck else
heart
you do
us,
on Pinterest.
Pin us. Tap us. Do that.
Tap that. Say for culture. Yes. You can tap that.
Juice Talk featuring Up All Night, Cotolo Chronicles, Savino Veritas, Transistor, so much more. JuiceTalk.com. So go there.
We're everywhere.
So we've come up really quickly here, so we've got to go.
Okay.
And keep it fabulous. So any parting words?
I just learned a lot today. I mean, I'm excited
I hope we all
about
learned
that.
A lot. I hope we all learned a lot. I hope no one leaves pissed off. I hope you all understand there's.
But if you're pissed off, you got to think, why are you pissed
yes,
off?
Think about it. Listen to us again and think about it. Analyze.
They're probably still pissed over the Republican thing.
Probably.
We'll figure it out.
Exactly. It'll be the next headlines. They had this really crazy transgender show where they said some really crazy things. And then, but they said some nice things about conservatives. We can't have that.
Beasts. I will stop reading you. See? Evil.
Evil, evil, evil. So, you know, until next time, we'll see you next Saturday, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll be here, too. Enjoy, make your life illuminated on the underground and, you know, in art, the fabulousness of enjoy the private club that is art. Good night. I love you.
Good night. I love you. Thank you.
Are you a heterosexual who... Are you a lesbian? But you like women. Yes. Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
Are you a